year, and then we're going to start a brand new topic. Okay, Alicia, let's go. Let's go. So yesterday we discussed the bracha on the mitzvah of lulav, and we make the bracha seemingly after the mitzvah. We the agbein nafak, but you already yotze the mitzvah, and now you're going to go ahead and make the bracha. So that's why the Gemara tells you to make a bracha of al. So Tosis is bothered that we have a general rule that says kol brachos shachios over la'asiyos. So the Tosis suggested some possibilities. We'll put it upside down, switch right and left. We saw the possibility of only pick up three medium, then say the bracha, then pick up the yesog as well. Various possibilities, and we saw the Rambam reject that. We left over two last possibilities. One is cited by our Tosis on our daf, and that is, it's still called over la'asiyos because of the Nanuim. You have Nanuim, that's called Ovel HaSiyasim. Tosis in Maseches Sukkot Av HaMetes says it's still called Ovel HaSiyasim because of Maisa Minagan Sheyishalayim. They used to go ahead and walk around all day long with what? With Lulavam BeYadam. So therefore, we're still considered to be BeEmsa HaMisra. There's some kind of key. Now, the way that we should write this is that the Nanuim are Machshire mitzvah, shiore mitzvah, minagan shirushalayim is mitzvah min hamufchar, but the mitzvah has already been achieved. Mida agbe, once you go ahead and lift up the lulav. So the question we ended off with is that really enough? Is this kind of vague machshire mitzvah, shiore mitzvah? Is that enough to call it over la'asiyos? And pashup shot is that that's not called over la'asiyos. As I write on top. We ended yesterday's show with a major conundrum. The Gemara established that the bracha on Atiyos Luv is an ah, because Midah we know about the way. Yet toast by us, and my second circle argued the bracha is still considered Oblasiyos because of Nanuim and Minagan Shishon. That seems strange. The idea of Nanuim is to be Makshir Mitzvah. Why should that be sufficient for Over La'asiyos? And it's even more shver when it comes to Minagan Shishon. You're not even doing anything. You have your lulav in your knapsack, and that's what is that?
We don't even do that nowadays.
Right, Rebbe called it yesterday like a mitzvah min hamufchar.
That's what the Tosis called it. But what's the mitzvah? Like, what is it? What's the min hamufchar? What's the min hamufchar? Like, chavivus hamitzvah is enough to go ahead and be over la'asiyos? Chavivus, I love the mitzvah. What is this minagan shel Yishlam anyway? Okay, that's point number one. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, we have certain halakhas. Look at source number 3 and 4. The Gemara tells us how big, how tall does a lulav have to be? So lulav has to be 3 tefachim plus another one kedei lena'aneyabo. Is the shear of a lulav doraisa drabonim? Doraisa. So built into the shear doraisa is it has to be big enough to be mena'aneyabo. So if the whole idea of na'anum is just watch yore mitzvah, something insignificant, then what? Then it shouldn't impact the the shear of the sukkah. Moreover, the Gemara tells us, Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, that what? Sorry, Mem Beis Amid Aleph, Katan Hayondea Lena'anea, Chaya Belulav. If a Katan knows how to do what? Knows how to do Na'anuim, he's now Chaya Belulav. So once again, what do you see? The Na'anuim are what? Are integrated into the halacha, into the Maisa HaMitzvah. So what exactly is going on over here? I would like to add one point. The shaila is, if Nanuim are just like a hidur or a nice thing, then they should not be impacting the halachic categories and definitions, and we see that they do impact the halachic categories and definitions. Is that clear?
Yes.
Sure it is. So these questions are asked by a wonderful sefer, which I don't use enough, but it is a wonderful sefer. The reason I don't use it enough is because it's so long. But it is a wonderful sefer. It is a sefer, a commentary on the Rav Sadji Gon wrote a poem, a long poem, and Rav Yeruchim Perela from Warsaw, Poland, 1855 born, died in 1927, Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, wrote a commentary and chidushim on the Rasag Sefer HaMitzvos. And he goes in great length. But here he asks these questions, and it's very hard to read, but it's a source number 7. And he's basically asking our question. How does it help to do the bracha before the Nanuim? Why does that help? And then, because Nanuim is just Shiur Mitzvah, and what? And then if it is Mitzvah, then And if it's not mitzvah, then why are they part of the halakha division? He's asking this question. And he gives an answer, which is really hard to read. Really hard to read. But his answer is going to be built on, look at source number 6. I'm going to try and say it over outside. Maybe I'll get you a cleaner copy for your chazar. But look at source number 6. The Torah says, V'lokachtem lochem biyom harishon pre-eitz hadar kapos tzmarim va'anaf eitz avot ve'arvei nachal usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yom. And you shall rejoice where? Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem for how long? For 7 days. One package pasuk. How many days do you have a mitzvah of lulav min haTorah? How many days do you have a mitzvah of lulav min haTorah? V'lokachtem biyom harishon. And then the hemshech of the pasuk is usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yom. What is called lifnei Hashem Elokeichem? In the Beis HaMikdash. Look at source number 5 for a second. Says over here, source number 5, Mishnah Sukkah Dav Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Barishono Hayalulav Nita Ba Mikdash Shiva. Why was it shaken in this Mikdash Shiva? Because that is Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem. When are you Lifnei Hashem? Medina, what does Medina mean? Outside Beis HaMikdash. Yomem, Nishachar Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hitkin Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, Shelulav Nita be Medina Shiva. Rabbi Yochum made a Itzakana Zechel and Mikdash that you shake the lulav how long?
7 days.
For a full 7 days, Zechel and Mikdash. Now let me show you a stunning Rambam. Where is the mitzvah d'oraisa to be found? Where is the mitzvah d'oraisa? Now where's the mitzvah d'oraisa for the first day? No, first day? Everywhere. And then all 7 days, what do you have in mitzvah d'oraisa? In the Beis HaMikdash. So look at the Rambam in Perash HaMishnayos. The Rambam says, what is Medina? Shar Eretz Yisrael. Shar Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Mi-Yerushalayim. What's Mikdash according to the Rambam? All of Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim. You'll notice, there was a minhag, Anshei, it wasn't Anshei Tiberias. It wasn't Anshei Tzas. It wasn't Anshei Hutzal. It was Anshei Yerushalayim. Where is this minhag? What is this minhag? And what are na'anun? So again, what he explains is the mitzvah of lulav, qua lulav, is netila. Mida'agbe, nafak. But then there is a mitzvah integrated organically into lulav, which is also a mitzvah of usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yom, is to rejoice. Why is it in the same pasuk as the lulav? So the answer is because in lulav there is a kiyum of usmachtem. And where does that kiyum find itself? When you take the lulav and you recognize Hashem all over the world through the na'anuim, so that is, and there he brings many, many sources that indicate that na'anuim are midin simcha. And halal is supposed to recite it be'er simcha. And it is a kiyum of this pasuk of usmatam of Hashem elokeichem to go ahead and do na'anuim, and it's not just, yeah, it's shiare mitzvah, it's not the lulav mitzvah, but it's the mitzvah of simcha that adheres in lulav that's back to this pasuk, and that's what the na'anuim are. And you know what minhag Anshei Yerushalayim is? The minhag Anshei Yerushalayim is to, when is there a mitzvah of simcha? How many days on a d'oraisa level?
7 days.
7 days. And where does that mitzvah apply according to Rambam? It's not just in the Makom HaMikdash, it's in Yerushalayim. And what is the mitzvah you're fulfilling? It's a mitzvah of simcha. And simcha is always associated with what? With lulav. And notice, it's not smach, it's usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yom. So to walk around with the lulav is a kiyum of usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yom. And even if you want to argue Not like the Rambam, that Mikdash means Mikdash, and Gvula means everything else, but it is Kuli Amo L'Pligi, that Yushalayim has a much greater, if you will, Mikdash connectivity. And therefore, the Minagat Yushalayim is to take the mitzvah of Mikdash and extend it to the entire environs of Yushalayim, and that was the Minagat Yushalayim. And therefore, what I would suggest, again, based on this chiddush of Rav Yerucham Perela, is that when the Balei HaTosa say that it's over La'asiyasim with the Nanuim, it's not merely what they mean by Shiarei Mitzvah. It is an expression of this Mitzvah Doraisa of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, which is the Na'anuim. And that's what you're doing in Challah. That is the key of how with Na'anuim, or the Minhag Anshei Yushalayim, is to take the Mikdash model and to be with Lulav and Esrog all day long as an expression of this Mitzvah Doraisa, Kim Doraisa Smachtem, and that's why the Bracha can be made before the Na'anuim. That's why the Bracha can be made as was done by Minhag Anshei Yushalayim. You don't make it with a Le, because you already started the Ikra Mitzvah, you already did the Ikra Mitzvah, but it still warrants a Bracha, and that would be the Bracha over La'asiyasa. Okay, 11 minutes.